there's no more people on the speakers list, we'll get started with the forum. I realized I didn't introduce myself. I'm Michael Henry. I'm the chair of the Ann Arbor Democratic Party. And today,
please ask the candidates to speak loud and clear.
Sure. Can you hear me okay, Doug?
Can
you hear me? I'll speak louder, too.
Amen.
What's
also, if everybody in the back would kindly do two things. First, if there's any chairs vacant, sit down.
Yes.
And secondly, shut up.
Wow. Awesome. Well done, David. Okay, so we've done this forum many times for judicial candidates, city council candidates. It's the first time I've actually had a chance to do it for mayoral candidates, so this is awesome. And, you know, I didn't want to do it alone, so I asked a fine gentleman named Jim Simpson. He's a senior product manager at Duo Security, a local business in town, kind of born and bred here. Property owner, so thanks, Jim, for joining us. And, he's quite prepared, so don't be afraid of his tough questions, but we're going to both co-moderate. And some of the rules here are that the candidates will have a 90-second opening statement, a 90-second closing statement. They will have 60 seconds to answer the questions that Jim and I ask. 60 seconds, but we'll also reserve the right for a 30-second follow-up. And managing, you know, time and fairness will be at our discretion together. We encourage the candidates not to engage each other, but to speak to the audience or speak to us. And we hope for a cordial and fair and informative candidate forum. So the other piece is that Jim and I are probably going to ask somewhere between 8 and 10 questions, depending on how quickly they answer. And if they don't filibuster, then that would be awesome. If they do, it will hurt your chances of getting to ask your questions. So I suggest you all don't do that, because they'll be angry. There will be index cards floating around, and as the forum, Nora has them, as the forum progresses, I'm sure you'll develop questions in your minds, and you'll want to jot something down. When you jot it down, please, you know, try to print. It's difficult. I'm not a great reader. No, I'm kidding. But it is difficult for me to read some of the questions sometimes. So you just take your time and write it. Also, try to make it a question that everybody can answer. Don't ask pointed questions that are designed to kind of attack any individual candidate, because we will not ask those. We'll bury them. And then at the end, if we get through, so we're hoping to probably get through about 10 of your questions, maybe 15 of them, depending on how fast they answer. And then at the end, we may have 1 or 2 questions from the audience if there's time. Okay? So is that clear, the format? Does that make sense to everybody? Awesome. So we shall get started. So, I'm sorry. Yes,
move in front of the candidates so they can see me.
So, keep an eye on Susan.
Thank you. Oh God, this is so close. So intimate. Mike, if I could, would a 30-15 be okay with everybody? Okay.
The other piece that I forgot is that we had a random selection of our numbers, and so I know Christopher selected number 1, so he'll go first. Sally has number 2. Sabre has number 3, and